The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of The Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Thank you for joining me today on Afternoons with Mike. My guest today is Brian Buckley. Brian is the founder of this big event. It's been going on for years. It's called the Better Man Event. And boy, Brian, welcome to my program. So exciting to get to talk with you finally on the air. You and I have chatted and you guys have been on, you've been on, and dozens of other men have been on these moments, the Better Man moments that we had. But this is the first time for you to be on my program, and just a big welcome.
Thanks, Mike. I'm happy to be with you.
So we're talking about Better Man, obviously, and we're going to kind of expand on that in our talk today. You know, it took vision. It took, I guess, an idea that I'm sure you would never have dreamed. It would have just blew open the way it did, and this thing mushroomed into a major event in Central Florida. But before the Better Man event, there was a man, Brian Buckley, that met the Lord. Tell us your story.
Wow. Okay. So I was raised in a home that talked about God, talked about Jesus. And but it was more of a formality for me to go to Christian education classes growing up, and baby baptism and confirmation. And just I did it because my mother told me, you got to do this. And so I did it. But the best part about that, Mike, was it planted a seed in my heart about God, and never really did much about watering that seed or allowing that seed to grow, because I was more in tune with being a teenager and just taking care of myself and living for myself and pursuing my own desires, and just never was thinking about anything else pretty much but myself. And that all changed. That all changed when I worked at a hospital in Buffalo, New York, when I was 19 years old. And I just basically was, part of my duties in the hospital was to take people that passed away down to the morgue.
Mm. That's an unusual job. I was a paper boy.
Well, we each had challenging jobs, but this part of my job was not very fun, where we would take the tag the toe and wrap the body and take it down to the morgue. Well, I did that on one particular night, and I came back to the room where the nurse was, and our job was to basically prepare the room for the next patient. And in doing that, she asked me where the guy went. And I said, what are you talking about? You know where he went. He went to the morgue. She goes, no, do you think he went to heaven or hell? I said, oh my gosh, not one of these people. Oh, she's going to start preaching at me. I don't know where he went. And I was kind of thinking, I didn't really care at the time, because I was head shaved. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll was my forte, and again, all about me. So she did not let up for that whole 8-hour shift in inviting me to come to a Bible study that night. And basically, I agreed at like 7 hours and 58 minutes into the 8-hour shift, I finally said, okay, just to shut you up, I'm going to go.
She wore you down.
Oh, dude, did she wear me down? And I agreed to go, and I went that night. Now, keep in mind, at the same time, she's not aware that there's something inside my heart that is hungering for something more out of life. I needed and wanted something more. Everything I was pursuing was just coming up empty. And I basically just did not want to live this empty feeling anymore. So each week when I would go to church, they would have a reading from the gospel. And that was the part that changed each and every week. So I actually started getting so hungry, I would look ahead to the next week and read that reading. And then I would look 2 weeks ahead to read that reading. So God was putting a hunger in my heart for him, but it was really hard to feed that hunger because I was so into myself, as I pointed out before.
Mm-hmm.
So I went that night and basically to shut her up, but also because I had this inner hunger that she was not aware of. And at that group of 10 people in Buffalo, New York, I basically invited God into my life.
Wow.
And got in the car and told her, there, now, are you happy? And she said, her name was Debbie. And Debbie said to me, oh no, Brian, I'm not happy. You have a calling on your life to do something for God. And I'm like, oh, you have flipped your lid. There is no way I'm going to be doing it. I just did something. That's about it. Well, long story short, Mike, I started to go to church and getting more out of it each week. And going to a new church, I went to her church. And I started to, each and every week, I started looking forward to it. And this seed that came into my life, into my heart, when I asked Christ in, started to grow and started to have that water and that light approach that seed. And when that seed grew, it was starting to take over a part of my heart that I didn't allow God to have. And my life started to change. I started to make different decisions. I started to not say different things that I used to say. I started living in a different way that I did not see coming at all. And the best part about that church, Mike, was that's where I met my wife.
That's and wonderful.
A month ago, we celebrated our 36th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
So that's a little bit about my story. That's how I started to have Christ become a more centered part of my living and my lifestyle. And
you know, a part of that story that I find so fascinating, and it is just like God to do this, to give someone like your friend that you worked with this kind of maybe a picture, an impression that she saw clearly, that she believed that there was a role for you to play. No one had told her that. This was not like, you know, it would be easy to discern and know that for a fact. But she had this sense, this like this prophetic sense that God had a plan for you. God had a job for you. And, you know, when you take that and you take that just out of that story, your story, and you put this like in reality that a template for us all, if you will, it shows you how important it is, really, and what a life-changing difference it can be if we all obey the Lord when we have these promptings like that, when we get these little impressions like that, or even when we have somebody on our heart the way she had you on her heart, and she would not give up for that entire shift. And you gave in, and not only did you give in to that night, but it made a difference. And at the end of the day, she was 100% right. God did have, and is now using you in a major way, just the way she said.
Yeah, I really don't think I would be where I am today if I didn't go to that Bible study that night and allow God to change me from the inside out. There's no way, because it would have been, I'm sure, oh my gosh, I would have had two affairs by now. I would have taken up all sorts of things that are not good. So I'm so glad that God put me on a new lane on the highway that I've been reaping the benefits from. Has it been perfect? Absolutely not. Has it been picture, everything's rosy-dozy? Absolutely not. But now I've got a dad. I've got someone who looks over me and does whisper to me different things, like he whispered to Debbie that night about what I need to be doing to make this planet a better planet than when I arrived here. And it's all about Jesus. It's all about a relationship with him changed me from the inside out 100%.
And it all began with you working in a hospital and motoring someone to a morgue that had passed away. And out of that scenario, out of that story of death comes life, and an exciting life. And now through you, think about the impact that men who are coming to the Lord through these Better Man events, you know, you share, your life gets to share in that story, and they are finding the Lord. That's an awesome thought, isn't it?
You know what would be cool? What if that gentleman, and I'm thinking about this for the first time ever right now, talking with you, Mike, what would it be like if that guy, let's say his name was Bill, was a believer and a Christian, and I get to meet him in heaven someday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I would say, Bill, hey, I'm the guy that moseyed you down to the morgue, but because of you, it prompted a conversation with me and Debbie that night that allowed me to have the life that I'm living. So thank you. You know what I mean? I mean, that would be amazing if I met him in heaven and we had that opportunity to have a conversation about what happened that night.
Oh, I just have a feeling that there are going to be many such conversations like that when we do get to heaven. What a day, as that old song says, of rejoicing that will be. And when you meet Bill, if that indeed is his name, you're going to have quite a story. But Bill may have to wait to talk to you, because there could be hundreds of other men whose lives have been affected from the Better Man events, that they may be lined up to do the same thing and to say thank you, Brian. So I believe that, and I think that's a story that is going to unfold as well. It's so exciting to get to talk to people who are obeying God, who are just basically stepping out and doing what they can do, what they feel being led to do by God, and then to sit back and kind of shake their head and like, is this really happening? Is this amazing or what? And God is doing that. He's doing that in the lives of his people every day. And I'm so excited that we get to tell your story here on the program. This is Brian Buckley that is telling us this story, and he is the director of the Better Man event. And that event has gone through a lot of changes over the years. We're going to learn about those changes and the road that they started off on, and what kind of road that looks like for the future for the Better Man event. All of that is coming up here on Afternoons with Mike. This is The Shepherd. So privileged to be on the phone today with Brian Buckley from the Better Man event. And I just have to say, for those who were with us in segment one, looking back over our shoulder and realizing just in a conversation like what we're having right now, Brian, to realize the impact that a person that was dead on a stretcher, on a gurney, and being pushed down to the morgue, you talk about a beautiful story of life coming from death. And the question that your coworker played, that is such a picture of the irony of how God uses relationships and those little thoughts that we have. And we dismiss them, I think, often way too quickly. But those turn out to be major life-changing directions for friends like Debbie was talking to you. And here you are doing a marvelous work in your life with God, and your life ever more changed because of that one incident. What an exciting story that is.
I know. It's just in talking with you and talking about your story, like you're asking me, I haven't visited that story for a while. And in just talking with you about it, something new came out of it that I've never realized before.
So, that's so cool.
Thanks for that.
You are welcome. That is so exciting. Now, this idea for the Better Man event, you met your wife, you mentioned this. Were the seeds of doing something like this, would this have been early on in your Christian walk as you and your wife ended up getting married and going, I guess, on the way that young couples do? Did the idea of doing or being a part of men's ministry, at what point in time did that happen?
Yeah, absolutely not. I had no clue that this is where God would lead me. My wife and I would do youth group. You know, we were youth leaders at our church. I was a sound man. It was a small church, maybe 200 people. I was just a guy that was looking for a place. And we settled pretty much on youth and really had a lot of passion around trying to impact the lives of young people. And when we moved to Orlando 25 years ago, we were ready for something new, and we started going to a church here in Orlando, and thought that youth was going to be where I was going to continue to serve with my wife. I actually hated men's ministry from the standpoint that I've been to a couple of men's group meetings, and they were awful. They were just boring. It was three guys in front of a VCR tape eating cold pancakes. It was certainly something that I had no interest in pursuing. So we, August 28, 2004, I'll never forget, it was my wife's birthday. We were in Jupiter, Florida, and there was a meeting at the church that night back in Orlando. And I said, sweetheart, it's your birthday. We don't have to go. It's up to you. But I feel prompted that we should be there. She goes, honey, let's do it. So we drive to Orlando. We go to this meeting, and the pastor was saying, where do you see yourself in the next ministry season serving? And I'm thinking, well, it's going to be youth. That's what I'm going to be doing. I certainly don't want, I had this thought, I certainly don't want any part of men's ministry. So when the pastor said, could everyone bow their heads? There was about 400 people in this room. And he said, everyone bow their heads and let's see what you believe is where you need to be serving in the future. And I, in bowing my head, Mike, I said, I know it's not men's ministry, but Father, let me know if it's youth. And as I bowed my head, I felt the Lord whisper to me and say, don't step off with men, but step up with men's ministry.
Ah,
don't step off, but step up. And I'm like, oh, you didn't hear me. I said youth. And again, the same feeling in my heart was, don't step off with men's ministry, but step up. Well, after the meeting, Mike, I ran to the pastor and I said, David, this is what I feel. I had no interest in this, but this is what I feel like the Lord's wanting me to do. He said, Brian, you have no idea how long we've been praying for someone to lead our men here at this church. Because, Mike, if you think about it, in church, the youth ministry is thriving, the women's ministry is thriving, the kids' ministry is thriving, the men's ministry is sucking wind. It is not doing well. And with it, I said, okay, let's go. Let's see if this will work. And I basically stepped out and entered a lane that not many people want, because the church is just, they don't have it figured out on how can we serve our men? How can we encourage our men? How can we equip our men? They do their best. The pastors are amazing men of God. And but there's something about a man sitting for an hour in a building where he's the minority, mostly women are in that building, singing songs that are women type songs, female type songs, and they just don't get fulfilled. And I was just over it. I wanted to be a part of making a difference in the life of a man.
Wow. Now, if my memory is correct, that I believe was Discovery Church that you were a part of back then, right?
That is correct.
I was thinking that was the history of where and how all of this started. So for your involvement there, that is such a great realization how that this ministry that you didn't want to have anything to do with, the
Zero.
Reason that it wasn't where it needed to be at that point is because it had a Brian Buckley hole in it right now. Mm-hmm. It had a gap in it that God was calling you. Now, we know that the Lord is the one who changes hearts of men, as he does with youth and women and any other type of ministry. We are all aware that it is the Lord that does that, but the Lord uses people like you and people who are faithful. And you paid a very nice compliment to your pastoral staff, but you've done all of this not being a pastor. As my understanding, you've not been a pastor, and you still are not a pastor. But and what I love about that, Brian, is that this blows up the theory that a lot of people have, that they have to be in full-time ministry to have a really aggressive impact upon people's lives. And you've shown that not to be the case.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an insurance agent. I put together commercial insurance programs for large businesses and corporations. I've been doing that for 35 years. And so this is not something where I've ever wanted to be a pastor, but I wanted to make a difference, Mike. Mm-hmm. I wanted my life to be used by God to make a difference, not knowing what lane he would choose for me. So when you think of the people that are in your audience today listening to this, I just love how God uses the giftings that we've been given that we may not realize that those giftings could be the lane that God's choosing for you to be in to serve others and to impact his kingdom, whether that's a housewife, whether that's a plumber, whether that's a teacher, whatever that lane is, God can use us right where he has us. We don't have to go anywhere else. I'm reading a book by Jensen Franklin called Acres of Diamonds. Mm-hmm. And it is so good because it's talking about right in our own backyard.
In your own backyard, yes.
That's where the diamonds are buried. We don't have to go anywhere. We can be right where God's placed us to impact his kingdom. And so to continue on with the story, I basically got a bunch of guys together and said, guys, help me. Let's start doing this. And these were guys that were involved in the church. Well, they all came over. My wife's a chef. She made an amazing filet mignon dinner. And they all heard my story. And they basically said, we'll be praying for you. God bless you. You're the guy. Okay, go do it. Because they had everything else that they were doing. Mm-hmm. So I was a little discouraged by that. But in my discouragement, I felt like what I was supposed to do was what God did with me. And that was just go to a normal guy and ask him to step up. And that's what God asked me to do. Don't step off, but step up. So I'm asking accountants and electricians and attorneys to, hey guys, don't leave what you're doing, but join me as we step up and we equip and encourage men to become better in Christ. Mm-hmm. That was the basis and the foundation for how Better Man started. And we started with 40 men, Mike, in 2005. And 40 men, it was crazy because we had, it was a breakfast and we had women in the church that would get up at 4 a.m, make the eggs, bring the eggs over to the church. We would serve egg sandwiches to all these 40 guys. And it was a crazy start because it was like, you know, starting it out of your garage. And we basically started Better Man out of our garage, and it has flourished since that starting point.
Now, there's going to be a lot of people listening to this, and they're going to say, huh, how did that happen where you have that kind of traction, that kind of success? Because, you know, the idea, I mean, how many men's pancake breakfasts and you mentioned egg sandwiches or whatever. How you know it's not where they shop to get those eggs that made that so effective. I think a lot of people are going to say, I wonder why that was so effective and so meaningful to the men that were a part, and this thing grew the way it did when this goes on at other places. And, you know, I think that's a question that a lot of people ask all the time about ministries. And I just wonder if you had any idea, did along the way, did you see any aspect of what you were doing that made that men's ministry so effective?
Well, I'm not going to take any credit for it because, again, I didn't even want to start this thing. But as it continued to go, I think one thing that is going to make a difference in your viewers and listeners' hearts and lives is a thing called, if I don't even know if this is a word, stick-to-itiveness.
Well, it is now. It's your word, man.
Don't give up on that dream that God has placed in your heart. Don't get off the rails, stay on the rails as to where God has called you to. He called you, he will equip you. Mm. And with it, he started to put people in my life. And basically with the Better Man event, as we grew from 40 to 90 to 210 to 600, et cetera, it happened because I wanted to bring speakers that a man would give up a Saturday morning of college game day, of spending it relaxing because he's worked hard Monday through Friday. I wanted to bring a speaker that would say to a guy, hey, I'm going to give up my Saturday morning to go to the Better Man event to hear from AC Green from the LA Lakers, Emmett Smith from the Dallas Cowboys, Tim Tebow, Nick Vujicic with no arms and no legs. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of guys that inspired me. And I knew if they inspired me, that they would inspire men as well. So that was kind of a little thing, a little detail that I wanted to incorporate in the Better Man event that would encourage a man to, hey, let's look at it. If they're not going to a church, and at that point we were in churches, we were at Discovery for years 1 through 10. Mm-hmm. We didn't leave Discovery to go to Bob Carr until year 11. So with that, we just needed to give them a reason to come and hear. Now, when they came to hear Emmett and they came to hear all these crazy athletes that we've had over the years, they are going to hear the message of Jesus before that person speaks. So if we have three speakers, that athlete, that actor, that entertainer is not speaking first. They're speaking last. So when Kirk Cousins came, he was after the message about Jesus that mm-hmm. would be spoken by a local pastor in Central Florida. So that's kind of a technique that we use that, hey, let's bring them to hear this amazing speaker. But before they hear him, they're going to hear about the King of Kings and wow. the Lord of Lords.
Which is the most important thing they could possibly hear.
So true. So true.
It is a great plan, and if I could just add one other, I love your stick-to-itiveness, and I believe that was accurate, and I believe it was honest. There's one other thing that just really strikes me about all of this, and when I look back and I think it takes the right person to be leading something, that person's got to have the kind of vision that you had. And you've already admitted that vision came from God, because in the beginning, you didn't want to have anything to do with it. You were going to be happy doing youth, and that was great. Mm-hmm. But God gave you a vision. So you have to have a person that is willing to listen to God the way you did. And Brian, I think that's why you've seen success, is because you're humble enough to admit it, that you didn't want to do what God was calling you to do, but you were humble enough to accept the role when he gave it to you. And I think now, that's important.
Yeah. Now, I have to be honest. Throughout the year, this is an annual event, I've wanted to quit each year about 712 times.
That's right.
There are times when I've become discouraged. There are times when a speaker cancels. There are times when things happen. But I have an amazing partner in my wife, Lorianne, and we have done this together. And she has, she's a chef, so she has prepared all the food each and every year. And she has encouraged me along the way. So that stick-to-itiveness that I spoke about before, if you don't have it, listeners, I'm telling you that stay the course, you will get it. Once you see the reaping of this sowing process that God is doing in your life, even if it's one person, it doesn't need to be thousands. It's just one person. You have changed their life, much like that nurse changed mine.
Mm-hmm. What a wonderful.
A great things to say about that.
Wonderful story. Brian Buckley from Better Man Event. And in a moment when we come back, we're going to hear you talk about a year that needed stick-to-itiveness. the year 2020 turned out to be a year of that. We thought it was going to be kind of a nice play on word, maybe having to do with vision, maybe having to do with hindsight, because we all know that 2020 hindsight is so successful. And it turns out to be the year of COVID-19, and that was the year that it messed everything up, the event that was originally planned. We'll hear about that on the heels of 2019 success. Coming up in a moment, this is Afternoons with Mike, and my guest today is Brian Buckley from Better Man Event. Don't you dare go away. Having such a great time on the line today with Brian Buckley. And, you know, during the break, Brian, we're talking about how that when a person like yourself has been given a vision and you're doing this out of the heart that God gave you for men, it stops being a job somewhere along the way, and it just starts being life. And that's what you're doing. And you're going to look back when you're at the end of whatever road God has for you. You're too busy right now being on that road, seeing new memories being made, seeing new men come your way, and new events that have happened. And you're too busy right now to realize that this is a road that God's called you to do, and you've been faithful, and He's given you quite a ride, my friend.
Yeah, and what's really cool is that once in a while, He'll peel back heaven and let me see something that's happened. So I'll meet someone at Publix, or I'll meet someone out somewhere, and they go, "Oh yeah, you're the Better Man guy. Let me tell you about my son who went with me last year, and how he won't go to church with me, but he will go to an event. And with that, he's able to share with me how it's impacted his son's life." And that's just like rocket fuel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so boom. All right. That's all I needed. I'm ready to go. Let's go. Let's go do this again.
And I think that kind of honesty is so good for every leader that might be listening. We all, every person gets to those points where they need that kind of encouragement. They need that kind of reminder of why we're doing. Because, you know, the Better Man event, it's not, while it looks great, I'm sure it looked glamorous when you were at UCF last year and you had such an amazing year, and it looks glamorous, but they don't know the amount of hard work that's gone into, or the years of prayer, or just like trusting God when you're wondering, how in the world is all this going to come together? They don't mm-hmm. see that. And
no.
When you're a leader, sometimes you don't even realize the amazing things that are getting ready to happen. And then suddenly, boom, the UCF is there, and it looks like the greatest fun thing in the world, but it wasn't all fun, games, and roses leading up to that, was it?
No. Even at the event, Mike, ESPN was at our event this year because we had Mackenzie Milton, the UCF quarterback star, and he was one of our keynotes, as well as Evander Holyfield was there, and David Green, founder of Hobby Lobby. It was just an epic night. But ESPN, we're 3 minutes into the event, they pull a plug, they shut the whole thing down. ESPN pulled the wrong plug, and the whole arena went black for like 90 seconds.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. Oh, dude, I was like, you got to be kidding me. So, but they got it back up after a couple of minutes, and we were off to the races. But UCF last year, Mike, was just the icing on the cake. It was our 15th year, and it had grown from 40 to, we sold out UCF with 8,000 men. And I'm telling you, if you're a guy out there listening to this show, if you think you can get five guys together tonight, try calling five guys and try to get them together tonight. I don't think you can do it, because men are distracted. Men are doing their thing. It's very hard to bring men together in any type of a group format. But when 8,000 men say, I'm going to give up a Saturday night to go to UCF Arena, that is where you know God has touched your ministry. God has touched and used your futile efforts, your imperfect ways, things that we beat ourselves up as men. We always sometimes have a hammer that we just beat ourselves on the head with shame and guilt with decisions and things we've done in our life. But I'm telling you, this Better Man event is a time when men can get those shackles off, come together as a group, and find out about what is our purpose. How can we become a better husband? How can we become a better dad? How can we become a better leader? So Mackenzie Milton was there, and I was reading the Orlando Sentinel January 19th of last year, 2019, and I read about Mazzie Wilkins. And Mazzie Wilkins is the football player that put the hit on Mackenzie Milton that almost had his leg amputated.
Mm.
Well, I asked for Mackenzie's approval, and he gave it to me. I asked if I could invite Mazzie Wilkins to come to our event. Now, if you recall, if you read that article, Mazzie was getting death threats for what he did. And there was no penalty. There was no fine. It was a clean hit, but they were not happy. And when he was getting death threats and social media bullying, I just felt a prompting from the Holy Spirit to bring them together at the event. So no one knew about it. They knew about Mackenzie being there. But at the event, Mike, we had the MC say to Mackenzie, "Mackenzie, if you ever saw Mazzie again, given the fact that he might have taken away your NFL career, your college career, and you may never walk normal again, what would you say to Mazzie if you ever saw him again?" And then the MC said, "Pause. Guys, welcome out Mazzie Wilkins onto the stage."
Now that had to be a moment. Ooh. I mean, people are like, oh my goodness.
Bro, I always get the goosebumps when I tell that story because I just feel it's a God thing where Mazzie walked out and the whole place, their jaws hit the ground, and Mackenzie basically manned up and said, "Bro, I love you. I care about you. You are a warrior on that field. I hold no ill will towards you. We are football players, and do not put up with these death threats and these social bullying." And he encouraged the crowd to stop it if any of that came from the UCF attendees, because this is a guy that was just playing football and he put a hit on and it had a terrible effect. But to Mackenzie's credit, he allowed that to happen, and he is on his way back to full restoration with his leg. So it's a great story.
What a story. And what a picture to see two players come together, to see the one that was injured to have no ill will, and then to release this other guy from the guilt and feeling bad about it. That had to have a major impact on that crowd. The wow factor. I wish I could have been there, but the wow factor had to be amazing.
Yeah. Again, ESPN found out about it and they said, "We want to be there for it." And they showed it last August in College Game Day. They spoke about Mackenzie and showed clips from the Better Man event during their show.
Wow.
It was a great, great night.
So that was 2019 Better Man event, and now you mentioned that it was sold out. I do remember hearing, though, that it just a day or two before, it wasn't sold out.
We had 1,200 empty seats. We were $93,000 in the hole to put this event on, and I'm like, that's it. We're done.
This will be the last one.
Yeah, it was a great 14-year run. We'll go out. And Mike, again, God shows up. They had the black and gold game at UCF that afternoon at like 2 o'clock. My COO, Jamie Wolburn, comes up with this great idea of putting it on the halftime screen. "Hey guys, after the football game, come over to the arena and hear from your quarterback who has yet to come out with his story." So this is the first time Mackenzie told his story since the injury the previous November. So his mom did not want him to be in the media and just all that pressure. So he used the Better Man event to come out and tell his story. Guys wanted to hear from their quarterback, and Mackenzie told in a very powerful way his story and how that injury helped his faith He said, if I were to do it all over again, I would want the injury because of what it did in my walk with God. Bro, so these people left the football game, to get back to what you asked, and came over and sold out the 1,200 seats, and we did not lose a dime for the event.
That's a
Again,
God story.
God.
That is a God story.
I tell people, you can't make this stuff up if you tried. Mm-hmm. There's just no way.
So now let's fast forward to 2020, and this catches us up where we are this year. And 2020, bolstered on the success and the numbers from people who came, and I'm sure some encouragement from folks to say, you've got to make this thing even bigger. And so you guys go out, and I remember hearing, I was so excited about it. The plans are to have it now at the Silver Spurs Arena, which is even bigger. And it was going to be a gigantic event with some amazing people, and it was going to be held in May, this past May, and everyone hearing there go, oh yeah, well that didn't happen, and it didn't because of COVID-19, but scheduled for that event was a couple of very big, well-known, one musician that is just amazing, Lecrae, was on the ticket for that May 18th event. And who else was on for that?
So we have Lecrae, and we have a comedian, Johnny W. But the real guy that people, I think, wanted to come and see was the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher from the New York Yankees, Mariano Rivera.
Yes.
So Mariano was there. He was scheduled to come. And then Pastor Sammy Rodriguez was scheduled to come. And so it was going to be a fantastic night in May at the Silver Spurs Arena with, we were hoping for 9,000 men to show up.
Mm-hmm. And then COVID hits.
Yes. And when COVID hit, we just, as a group, realized that that was not going to work. So we postponed it to November 7th, trying to put 9,000 guys again in the Silver Spurs Arena on November 7th. Well, we didn't expect COVID to continue this long, so we have a brand new curveball that was coming at us that I believe God has allowed us to hit out of the park by bringing the event to you, to everyone listening, to every church, every business, every restaurant, every man cave. We are going to a virtual platform, and instead of bringing you to our event, we're going to bring the Better Man event to you.
So just to be clear, the postponed event that was going to be in Silver Spurs still in November, it was going to be November 7th, that event has had to be tweaked again. But now, in this most exciting way, as you said, the event is coming virtually through the means of either the internet or however you people can become their own event venue for the Better Man event this year. And it doesn't have to be a big venue. It can be, like you said, a man cave.
Right.
It can be a person's
home. It's
going
to be live streamed.
Yeah.
Correct. It's going to be live streamed to their site. And the sites that we're focusing on are churches. So pastors out there listening, please go to bettermanevent.com, sign up to be a host site. Business owners out there, we have business owners that said, I want my employees. We're going to gather our men from our employee base, and we're going to bring them together, and we're going to watch the Better Man event on November 7th. Man caves, small groups, life groups at your church that you're used to meeting with every Tuesday or every Thursday, those groups are going to be getting together on November 7th, and they're going to be watching at whatever home they're at, the Better Man event, our 16th annual Better Man event on November 7th. And then even if a father wants to watch it on the couch with his son, that will also be another host site per se.
So basically, then the first question that people are going to ask, how much does it cost to be a host site, regardless of whether it's my couch in my living room or a church?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is, if it's a church or a business, it's $99. So you can have 100 people there, it's still $99. You can have 1,000 people there, it's still $99. So if you're a church or a business, it's $99. If you are at your small group, or if you are at home with your son or your dad, it'll be $9.99.
Mm.
So it's very... We do not want finances to stop men becoming equipped and encouraged in Christ to make an impact in others' lives. So it's very reasonable at less than $10 or $99 if you're a church or a business.
So if the churches that are hearing this, and most churches have become now quite adept at streaming, because that's what they've had to do. Churches have had to get a lot of new equipment that they're able through. I know the churches that I'm familiar with, they're able to actually now use their own projectors that they've got, and they can easily just grab this, stream it right on their projectors into their own churches. And who are now going to, who are they going to see if they do that?
Okay, so everyone that they were going to see in May. So everyone is going to be, the same speakers will be there. Johnny W. is going to start us off with a crazy comedian approach. He sings and he is a comic. He's hysterical. Guys, he'll make you pee your pants, okay? he is that good. Then we have Grammy award-winning hip-hop artist Lecrae. Oh my gosh, he is going to crush it. He's going to be talking to us as well as giving us his testimony as well as singing with a band. So it's going to be a powerful thing with Lecrae. We're flying Pastor Sammy Rodriguez in from California. He is a huge leader in the Hispanic church community throughout the United States. So Pastor Sammy will be there. And then I'm going to announce this to you for the first time. No one knows this yet, but we just booked Daryl Strawberry, who is going to be with Mariano Rivera. So, guys, you are not going to want to miss our 16th annual Better Man event, because the lineup is getting better each day. And I was on the phone with Daryl yesterday booking him. So it's going to be a crazy, crazy night on November 7th.
Now, what is so wonderful about all of this, you can go to the bettermanevent.com site, or you can actually listen to it on our site at theshepherdradio.com and click on the Better Man Moment logo that you'll see there. But on your site, you can actually not only hear the audio, you can hear the and see the video of every one of these speakers that you've just mentioned doing what is called the Better Man Moment. And not only them, but a bunch of other top names that are from the local area as well as beyond, like Brian Head Welch. He's on there. The heads of other ministries are there. And they're doing these moments. They're like 1 to 2 minute moments. Some of them are a little longer than that. And they're all very interesting. And they kind of carry the heart about what your ministry is all about at the Better Man event. So that is by going to the bettermanevent.com website. And again, this event is going to be November the 7th, and you can get all the details about how you can become a host location, a host venue, by going to the bettermanevent.com. Well, we're almost out of time here. Brian, thank you for coming over today and being a part. I say coming over today. You didn't come over. You came over virtually. We're still doing this COVID style. But and how appropriate is that we're doing that when that's going to be the kind of virtual style that the Better Man event is going to to be presented this coming November. But we wish you the best on your 16th year this year.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it so much. And thanks for having me on your show.
It's great to talk with you and to hear the story of how this came to be. And we're praying for this wonderful group. Friends, be sure and stop by. That once again is it's bettermanevent.com, bettermanevent.com. And Brian Buckley is my guest today. And we'll see you next time, my friends, here on Afternoons with Mike.